It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The Supreme Court ruled 8-1 on June 1st that threats made over internet web pages may be legal. Quote, "The defendant's state of mind matters," the Chief Justice wrote, though he declined to say just where the legal line is drawn, unquote. Adam Liptak wrote in the New York Times, Anthony Ilanis is the Pennsylvania man in the case who made the, quote, "crude, degrading, and violent," unquote, threats, according to Chief Justice John Roberts, through rap persona Tone Doogie's lyrics on Facebook. Since no general legal lines were drawn, the court may have just ruled on the specifics of this case, as Ilanis also wrote disclaimers about the threats and indicated they were part of an art project. In Ilanis versus United States number 13983, the question was if prosecutors had done enough to prove Ilanis's intent. Without a definitive ruling, quote, "attorneys and judges are left to guess," unquote, Justice Sam Alito wrote, about whether a threat is allowed under free speech or illegal. In his solo dissenting opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote, quote, "our job is to decide questions, not create them. Given the majority's ostensible concern for protecting innocent actors, one would have expected it to announce a clear rule, any clear rule. Its failure to do so reveals the fractured foundation upon which today's decision rests," unquote. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates, and this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.